We're going to learn Irvin Daf Chof Gimel. We're going to start at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Beis Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Echod Boyer Horabim, Ube'er Horabim, Ube'er Hayochid. We've already seen in a Gemara previously, on Daf Yud Ches Omud Aleph, that there's a difference between a Boyer, which is a pit with stagnant water in, and a Be'er, which is a type of a well which has a spring where through which water flows. The difference being that if it's got flowing water, the chances of it drying out are much less. There's also a difference between whether this boyer or be'er belongs to the public, in which case, in the event that it dries out, people will remind each other that the be'er is no longer serving the public, and therefore one may no longer rely on the passei birois, on these L-shaped corners, to create a Rishus HaYochid. But if it belongs to a private person, then there'll be nobody there to remind him, and therefore the halacha could be a little bit more stringent according to some opinions. Says the Mishnah, that Rabbi Akiva holds that a boyer of a rabbim, that means even if it's a pit of stagnant water called a boyer, but it belongs to the public, ube'er harabim, or a well with flowing water that belongs to the public, ube'er hayochid, and a well of flowing water, even if it belongs to a private person, oisin lo en pasin, one is allowed to rely on these corner posts. Aval leboyer hayochid, if it has two disadvantages, number one, it's a boyer of stagnant water, number two, it belongs to a private person, oisin lo mechitza gvoya yud tfochim, then you have to have a regular mechitza of 10 tfochim high, and one cannot resort and rely on the passei birois, on these L-shaped corner boards. Even though these L-shapes, these passei birois, are also 10 tefachim high, however, the way that they were set up, that it's just four corners and everything else was a breach, that's something that one cannot rely on regularly. And according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's a boyer that belongs to a yochid, one cannot rely on Pasim, one needs to have mechitza. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, "Ein oisin pasin elo lebeir horabim bilvad." You're only allowed to rely and resort to pasei birois if there are two advantages. Also, it's a be'er with running water, and two, it belongs to the public. Then, if you have both advantages, only then you can rely on the pasei birois. Otherwise, Ulashar, but any other type of pit or well, oisin chagura gavoya asara tvochim, then you have to have another type of a mechitza. Chagura is actually a belt, which means you've got to have the strings, the straps going round, horizontal straps going round the entire area, which come to a height of 10 tvochim, and we've already explained previously how these ropes can actually make a mechitza of 10 tefachim, relying on lovud and other details. Says the Gemara, Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Halacha Reb Yehuda ben Bava. Shmuel ruled the halacha was like Reb Yehuda ben Bava, that you can only rely on pasi birois if you have two advantages, also be'er, also rabim. V'omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Another quote in the name of Shmuel, Loi hutru pasi birois elo lebe'er mayim chayim bilvad. One is only allowed to rely on pasi birois if it's a be'er mayim chayim, which means it's a well, it's a spring with running water. Utsricha, we need both quotes of Shmuel, because it seems unnecessary. We know that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says that you can only rely on pasi birois if it's a be'er belonging to the rabbim. Why do you have to tell us that the halacha is that you can only use pasi birois if it's a be'er mayim chaim? Nonetheless, we need both quotes. The iyash me'inon halacha k'Reb Yehuda ben Bava. Had the Mishnah or had Shmuel just said that the halacha is like Reb Yehuda ben Bava, and what did it say in the Mishnah? Reb Yehuda ben Bava was arguing and responding to Rabbi Akiva. We read the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is arguing with Rabbi Akiva on two points. Rabbi Akiva said that a boyer, which is stagnant water called mechunosim, is allowed to rely on pasi birois if it belongs to the rabbim. He also said that a be'er of flowing water is allowed to rely on Pasi Berois, even if it belongs to a Yochid. So, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, no, you only rely on Pasi Berois if it's a Be'er of a Rabbim. The question is, was Rabbi Yehuda commenting on both points? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda was only commenting on Be'er, that the Rabbi Akiva said that a Be'er, even of a Yochid, you can rely on Pasi Berois. Said Rabbi Yehuda, no. Even regarding Be'er, I argue with you, Rabbi Akiva, and say it has to belong to the Rabbim. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda agreed with Rabbi Akiva that a Boyer can also be used if it can use Pasi Berois if it belongs to the Rabbim. That means when Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein oisin pasin elo le Be'er ha-Rabbim, all he meant to say was that in the event of Be'er, I also need Rabbim. But not to say that you can only ever use Pasi Berois if it's a Be'er, but if it's a Boyer, even of a Rabbim, you cannot use it. That's not explicit in the Mishnah. Therefore, I need a second quote to say that, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, you can only ever use Pasi Berois, number one, if it's a Be'er, you can never use them for a Boyer. Number two, even a Be'er has to be the Rabbim. That's something that's not explicit in the Mishnah. Let's see that inside. The Yosh Minon Alocha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, if it would just say that Alocha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Hava Amina, I may have thought, the Rabbim, V'afilu Mechunosim. I may have thought that Rabbi Yehuda is only telling Rabbi Akiva, you always need it to belong to the Rabbim. Even Be'er, that you, Rabbi Akiva, said that if it belongs to a Yochid, can rely on Pasi Berois, I, Rabbi Yehuda, argue. But you wouldn't see in the Mishnah that Mechunosin, which is stagnant water, which is a Boyer, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Akiva that if it belongs to a Rabbim, you're allowed to use Pasi Berois. The only reason that Rabbi Yehuda said you need to be a Be'er of Rabbim is in contrast to Rabbi Akiva, who said Be'er of Yochid can also rely on Pasi Berois. Komash Malon, that's why Shmuel needs to say, Delo hutru Pasi Berois elo le Be'er Maim Chaim. You can only ever use Pasi Berois for spring water, for flowing water. V'yosh minon Be'er Maim Chaim. Had Shmuel only said his halacha, that the halacha is that you can only use Pasi Berois if it's Be'er Maim Chaim, and he would not have said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, have a minute, I may have thought, loish not the Rabbim, loish not the Yochid. I may have thought that as long as it's Be'er Maim Chaim, it's flowing water, then you can always rely on Pasi Berois, even if it belongs to a private person. Komash Malon, that's why he said the halacha is like halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that says that it has to belong to a Rabbim besides for it being a Be'er Maim Chaim. Says the next Mishnah, V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, another halacha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava regarding enclosures on Shabbos, Hagino V'akarpeif, a type of a garden or a type of an area of storage, which normally speaking, it was not Mukaf Ladira. In and of themselves, they are not considered that they are enclosed for residential purposes, but we'll soon see Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is talking about those types of gino and karpef that were mukaf ladira. A gino and a karpef, shehem shivim amo v'shiraim al shivim amo v'shiraim, providing that they are no larger than 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim. And we'll see later that it actually has to be square. Hamukafo is geder gavoya asara tvachim, and they have a wall going round it of 10 tvachim. Hai metaltlin besoicha, you can carry freely inside it. Ubilvad, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, on condition sheyehebo sheimira, as long as there is an area there for a watch house, or you know, for somebody to be there and protect the area. Or there's actually a home in there, a regular residential home, or it's very close to the city, in which case his mind is there constantly and he's constantly using the area because it's close to home, and they are called mukaf ladira, then in that case you're allowed to carry freely in this area. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He says that even if it's mukaf ladira, you can only use the area if it's not more then Beis Sosayim, not more than approximately 5,000 square amos, which is a square of 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu ein bo elo boir v'siach u'ma'oro, even if this area, this enclosure, is not used for anything, providing that it seems, it looks like it's serving some purpose, for example, that there's a pit in it, a cave, or a different type of a ditch, then metaltlin b'toicha, since you're talking about that it's not larger than 5,000 square amos, if it has a wall around it, as long as it looks like it's serving some purpose, even if there's just a ditch in it, it's metaltlin b'soicha, you can carry freely in it. Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu ein bo achas mikol elu, even if it has none of the above, if it's an enclosure which is not more than 5,000 square amos, metaltlin b'soicha, of approximately 5,000 square amos, ubilvad, Rabbi Akiva adds, on condition sheyehei bo shivim amo v'shirayim al shivim amo v'shirayim, providing that it is a square or it's not larger than 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim. And we're going to see more details of where this 70 amos and 4 tvachim comes from and whether everybody agrees with it. Continues the Mishnah, another machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Im hoisa orko yoisa al rochba. If the length of this gina or karpeif or any enclosed area is longer, more than it's wider, that means it's not a square, afilu amma achas, even a single amma that it's not square, ein metaltlin b'seicha, you're not allowed to carry inside it, because we learn Rishus HaYochid from the chotzer of the Mishkan, and we'll soon see from Psukim that from the chotzer of the Mishkan, even though the Mishkan itself was 50 by 100, it was double the length than it was wide. However, from the Psukim we see that there's a remez, that there's a hint to tell us that it's got to be squared off. Here also, if you square off the 5,000 square amos of the yard of the Mishkan, you'll get to 70 amos v'shiraim. And if it's longer, more than it's wider, ein metaltlin b'seicha. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, afilu orka pishnayim barachba, even if its length is double its width, like it was in the Mishkan, metaltlin b'seicha, you're allowed to carry inside it. And we'll see later that the ratio must not be more than 1 to 2. It must be not more than double length than its wide. Continues the Gemara. Another halacha, Omar Rabbi Loi, Shomati mi Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Loi says, I heard from Rabbi Lozo, others say Rabbi Eliezer, Vafilu hi kebeis kur. Even if it's huge, if it's a very, very large area, as long as it's been surrounded by a wall, even if it does not have any base dira, does not have any residential purpose or use in it, even if it's a huge area, one's allowed to carry in it. And we have to remember that everybody agrees that any area enclosed with mechitzos, min ha-Torah is considered a Rishus HaYochid, and one's allowed to carry in it. Some say that that's providing you can see the walls. If it's such a huge area that you cannot even see that you've been enclosed, then this doesn't apply. But assuming you can see the walls, everybody agrees min ha-Torah it's considered a Rishus HaYochid. The whole question is, do the Chachomim allow us to carry in such a large area? So if it's larger than Beis Sosayim, there we saw, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't matter how large it is. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it must not be larger than Beis Sosayim, approximately 5,000 square amis, and it has to be Mukaf Ladira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't need to be Mukaf Ladira, but it needs to have some use. It has to look like it's serving some purpose. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it does not need to be Mukaf Ladira at all, providing it's not larger than approximately 5,000 square amos. Continues the Mishnah. V'chein shamati, Rabbi Loi says, I heard another halacha from Rabbi Loza, mimenu from him, anshei chotzer sheshochach echod mehem v'loi irev. We know that if you have lots of homes leading into a single chotzer, a single courtyard is serving all the homes, in order to be able to carry from the homes to the chotzer, and from the chotzer to the homes, it has to be that they are all considered as a single owners, and that is through making an Eruv. Eruv Echatzeris, where everybody, they, t- they together, they collectively put some bread, a suda, in one of the homes, and on behalf of all of them, and then it's as if the whole area belongs to one person, and you can carry that. If one of the people, if one of the people in the chotza forgot to join this eruv, then beisay osur melahachnis ulahitzi loy, then to serve this person, one is not allowed to take things in and out of this person's home into the chotza or from the chotza into his home. Avolahem, but in order to serve the other people in the chotza, mutar, they are allowed to take utensils from their homes in and out of the chotza, and from the chotza then into this person's house, as long as it's for the sake, for the benefit of the other people, it's mutar. It's allowed. V'chein shomati, Rabbi Loi says, another halacha you heard from Rabbi Leza Mimeno, from him, sheyotzin ba'ar karbulim b'pesach. We know that on Seder night, on Pesach, we eat morer, which is a bitter type of herb. The question is, what's considered a bitter type of herb? With what can you be yotza the mitzvah of morer? So, Rabbi Loi says, you heard from Rabbi Loza that you can be yotza with this herb, this vegetable called arkablin, on Pesach, and we'll see more about this later in the Gemara. V'chozarati al kol talmidov. Rabbi Loi says, I went round to all the other talmidim of Rabbi Loza, ubikashti lichover. I wanted to see, did anybody else hear these halachas from Rabbi Leza? V'lei motzosi, I didn't find anybody who heard these halachas from Rabbi Leza like I did. Continues the Gemara, says the Gemara, my Tana diktoni v'oid. Before going into the details of the Mishnah, the first word of the Mishnah, v'oid, and more, and again, that means we saw Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavar in Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, that he said that, ein oisin pasin elo be'er horabim, v'oid, and he said another halacha in the next Mishnah, the beginning of the next Mishnah, that gino and karpeif, even if it's mukaf ladira, must not be more than a beis asayim, approximately 5,000 square amas. But the term v'oid, we don't find so much. Now, v'oid, you can only say v'oid if there's some association. Either it's a halacha regarding the same issue, if it's another halacha in the same topic, or if there's no gap between, there's no separation between the two halachas, there's got to be something connecting them. Says the Gemara, my Tana diktoni v'oid. Why does it say v'oid? On what basis does it say v'oid? And the reason it shouldn't say v'oid is because the two halachas are not similar. They're not even the same topic. The first halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is talking about pasei birois, whether you can make pasei birois for a boyer, for it belongs to a yachid. Here we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava saying another halacha entirely. He's not talking about pasei birois. He's talking about how large an enclosed area can be in order to carry in it. Could it be that the reason that it says v'oid is because there's something similar between these two halachas, and that is that they are both a stringency? In the previous Mishnah on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was being machmir. Rabbi Akiva said you can use pasei birois even if it's a boyer derabim, even if it's ba'er de yochid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was machmir and said only ba'er of a rabbim. Here too he's machmir, that even though it's not more than a beis osayim, you can only carry in it if it's mukav ladira. But if so, v'har Rabbi Yehuda, what about, we found another case of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, de tonu leichod lechumra, on daf yud ches amud aleph, we found that he said one chumra, that he said that you can only rely on pasei birois in an area, for an area of up to beis osayim. That means if the area within these L-shaped posts around the be'er is more than beis osayim, more than 5,000 square amas, you cannot carry there. Uktoni achrita, and on daf chof beis amud aleph, we saw another chumra of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, that he said that if the public penetrating through these walls of the pasei birois, yiselkeno letzdodim, you have to make sure the public go around this area and don't go through the area. If the public penetrate this area, then the walls lose their status as mechitzas, and you can no longer carry them. So you see Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, he said two chumras, and it doesn't say v'oid on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We didn't see in the Mishnah v'oid omar Rabbi Yehuda. V'loi k'toni v'oid, says the Gemara, there's a difference between the two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi and the two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Hosom afsakua rabbonon. Over there, after the first halacha of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, where he said, ad beis osayim, the Chachomim argued, and the Chachomim said, no, you only say beis osayim if it's not mukaf ladira. Here it is mukaf ladira. Heichad afsakua rabbonon. Over here, there's no shitta of the Chachomim on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. After Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, Ein Oisin Pasin, Elo Lebeir or Rabin Bilvad, there's no another opinion arguing with him. The Mishnah immediately carries on with the next Mishnah with another halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So even though the halachas are not similar, nonetheless, since they're both chumrais and there's no interruption, you can say V'oid. Asks the Gemara, the fact that there's no interruption, v'chol heicha difsakur abonon loik toni v'oid, and the fact that there's an interruption, is that reason not to say v'oid? I'll find you a case where there is an interruption and it still says v'oid. So then it cannot be that the fact that there's an interruption is the reason that it doesn't say v'oid with Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. And if so, the fact that there's two chumrois, why does it not say v'oid by Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi? And if it doesn't say v'oid, that means even if it's two chumras, there's not a reason to say v'oid. Comes back the question, why here with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, does it say v'oid? Where do we see that there's an interruption and it says v'oid? Rabbi Eliezer de Sukkah. There's halacha Rabbi Eliezer said in Maseches Sukkah, on Daf Chav Zayin, Rabbi Eliezer said, Yud dalet sudois chayv odom lechel besukkah. A person has to eat 14 sudois meals in the sukkah, over sukkahs. And the Chachomim said, V'chachomim oimim ein l'dovo kitzva. The Chachomim said, no, there's no such halacha. And then it says, V'oid omar Rabbi Eliezer. It says, V'oid. And it says another halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, that if you didn't eat the suda on the first night, you can be mashlim till the last night. So you see that even though there's an interruption, it says V'oid. So interruptions don't bother us with saying V'oid. Why does it not say V'oid with Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi? And are you going to say because it's a different halacha? The fact that it's a chumrah is not, and the fact that it's a two chumrahs is not a reason to say v'oid. How are you going to explain Reb Bayas? Why does it say v'oid? It's two different halachas. There's an interruption with the chachomim uktoni v'oid, and nonetheless it says v'oid. Says the Gemara, no. Hosom b'milse yehuda ifsakua. Hocha b'milse achrita ifsakua. No, the truth is that if there's a hefsek of the Chachomim, then it could be you don't say v'oid. It depends on what type of hefsek. That means in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, there's no hefsek, you say v'oid. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, there is a hefsek and you don't say v'oid. And it's a different type of hefsek than the hefsek by Rabbi Eliezer, where there's a hefsek and it does say v'oid. In Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachomim are not deviating to a different sugya. They're responding, Rabbi Eliezer said, you say 14, you have 14 sudas. The Chachamim said, no, you don't have to have that. That's not the halacha. In the case of here with Rabbi Yehuda, the first halacha Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi is that you cannot use pasei birois for more than beis osayim. And the Chachamim argued, the Chachamim didn't just say, no, we don't agree. The Chachamim introduced a new halacha of karpeif and gino, mukaf ladira, not mukaf ladira. They introduced new halachas. And the Chachomim answered, Gino Karpiv Dir V'Sahar, that's when you need Beis Osayim. But if it's Mukaf Ladira, like in the case of Pasei Birois, then you do not need a limitation of Beis Osayim. So the Chachomim introduced a new halacha. If the Chachomim argued via and through introducing a new halacha, that already interrupts the two, and even though you have another Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, you would not say V'oid. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava here, there's no interruption at all. So you can say v'oid, even though the halachas are not the same halachas, but there's no interruption. And that's what the Gemara says. Hosom b'milsehu daf sekua. In the case of Rabbi Eliezer, they argued from with with staying within the same topic. Hocha b'milsa achrita of sekua, but over here with the Biyuda bar Eloi, the interruption was by introducing a different topic, and therefore we would not say v'oid. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Oimer afilu ein bo achas mikol eilu metaltlin b'seicha. Rabbi Akiva says that providing that the area enclosed is not more than base sosaim, which is the area of the yard of the Mishkan, 100 amos by 50 amos, which is 5,000 square amos, then it doesn't need to be serving any particular purpose. Even if it's just an enclosure, not more than base sosaim, you're allowed to carry there. Not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who said in our Mishnah that it needs to be mukaf ledira. And not like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who says that even it doesn't need to be mukaf ledira, it needs to have some type of serving something, even if it's just a boir siach or ma'ora. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, hainu tana kama. The Rabbi Akiva seems to be the same opinion as all the Tanoim on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We saw on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that whenever an area is not larger than base sosaim, it does not need to be mukaf ladira. They all say that if it's larger than base sosaim, if it's mukaf ladira, you can carry there. If it's not mukaf ladira, you cannot carry there. But if it's less than base sosaim, then you can carry that even if it's not mukaf ladira. And that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva is saying here. What's Rabbi Akiva coming to add to us? Rabbi Akiva hainu tanakama. Answers the Gemara, ikka beinayu dovar mut. The difference between Rabbi Akiva and all the other Tanoim there in Daf Yud Ches is dovar mut. Let's see what that means. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, dovar mut yesh al shivim amo v'shiraim v'loinosnu chachomim boi shiur. V'kamo shiur, sosaim, just a very short introduction, a little bit of mathematics here, and then we'll be able to read till the rest of the sugya very straightforward. We know that the Chotzer HaMishkan, which was the Rishus HaYochid, and which is where all the Melochis were learned from, was 100 amos. The yard was 100 amos by 50 amos. 100 amos by 50 amos is 5,000 square amos. If you were to square off, if you would want to find the square root of 5,000 square amos, which means if I had to make a square where the entire area is 5,000 square amos, how long and how wide would this square have to be? So you take out a calculator, do the square root of 5,000 amos, it'll come to 70.71 amos each side. 70.71 amos, let's break that down a little bit. 70 amos is 70 amos, straightforward. 0.71, we know that every amor has 6 tfochim. The 0.71 is 4 tfochim plus 0.26 of a tefach. That means if you wanted to make a square of 70 amos, 4 tfochim and 0.26 of a tefach, and you make a square where that's the length of each side, then the area inside will be exactly 5,000 square amos. But that's a very complicated number to work with, especially when you're trying to measure out a chotzer, a karpeif. It's a very hard number to work with. So the Chachomim said 70 amos, that's an easy number. Vishiraim and 4 tfachim, that's something we can deal with. Which means 70 and 2/3 of an amma, 70 amas and 4 tvachim by 70 amas and 4 tvachim, those are easy numbers to work with. If you make a square of 70 amas and 4 tvachim by 70 amas and 4 tvachim, the area inside is going to be 4,993, or closer to 94 amas, which means that it's going to be approximately just over 6 amas less than the 5,000 square amos. 6.22 square amos less than 5,000 square amos. To try and make this square of taking this 6.22 square amos and seeing how much more beyond 70 amos and 4 tefachim you can go, and as we said, it will be 0.26 tefach extra on each side, which is not even, which is just over half a finger's width, then that's something which is called not shiraim, it's called a dover mut. The question is that when the Chachomim said that Rosh Hashanah Yochid has to be a square, which is a square making 5,000 square amos. Did they mean any square up to 5,000 square amos, which is 70.71 amos on each side? Or was it very clear? The Chachamim said no. 70 amos and 4 tvachim, by 70 amos and 4 tvachim, we're not giving you more than that. Even though 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim comes out to just about 4,994 square amos, not 5,000 square amos. That little bit, that's the Dovah Mu'at, which according to some Chachomim, they did not relate to. So, and that's what the Gemara means here. The Gemara means that in all the Tanoim in Daf Yud Ches, all they said was that the that your Shus HaYochid, which is not Mukaf Ladira, can be up to Beis Sosayim. The area that you can plant in it to saw. How much is that? The Chotzer HaMishkon, 5,000 square amis. Even if the area is up to 5,000 square amis, it does not need to be Mukaf Ladira. What Rabbi Akiva was coming to be Mechadish. Now Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva made it very clear, 70 amos v'shirayim, 70 amos and 4 tvachim, by 70 amos and 4 tvachim, not more. That means the area has to be a square of not more, totaling not more than 4,993.78 square amos, and you cannot go up to 5,000 square amos. Let's see that inside. Ika benayu dover mut, this dover mut, detanya, which is how much this dover mut? Less, just over half a finger's width added area on each side. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dover Mu'at Yesh, there's a little bit more, which is this 0.26 of a tefach, al shivim amav ashirayim, which is beyond 70 amos and 4 tvachim, which only with that extra Dover Mu'at, the square will actually make up 5,000 square amos. V'lo nosnu chachomim boi shiur. And the chachomim didn't tell us exactly how much this is. The kamo shiur, how much is the shiur? So same. How much is the measure of a sosaim? Kechotzer amishkon, 100 amos by 50 amos, which is 5,000 square amos. Mino hanemili, how do you know that Rishus HaYochid has to be a square of 70 plus by 70 plus? Maybe it can be like the Chotzer Mishkon, 100 by 50. Omer of Yehuda, the Omer Kro. It says in the Pasuk, the length of the Chotzer Mishkon was 100 amis. V'roichav 50 by 50. And the width was 50 by 50. 50 in 50. The question is, you said 100 length, so say 50 width. Say roichav 50. What's 50 by 50? So this is alluding to something very interesting. Even though we know in actual fact the Chotzer HaMishkan was 100 by 50, but the Pasuk is coming to hint to us that the 50, that means 100 by 50 is actually 50 by 50 and another 50 by 50 next to each other. But the Pasuk is alluding to the fact that the 150 is within another 50, which means take the second 50, cut it into pieces, so to speak, and put it all the way around the first 50. Make a square out of it. Omra Toira Tul Chamishim, take the second 50 amis, v'siveiv Chamishim, and square it around the first Chamishim. And how much is that? That means take 5,000 square amis and make it an exact square. How much is 5,000 amis an exact square? Like we said, 70.71 amis on each side of the square, which is 70 amos, 4 tfachim, and just over half of a finger's width. And now the Gemara is asking that Pashtei Dekro, how are you? It's very good that Chamishim b'Chamishim alludes to the fact that there are some opinions, like we saw, Rabbi Akiva says it has to be exactly square, 70 v'shirayim by 70 v'shirayim. And so that's very good. But how do you read the Pasuk in Pshat? How do you give it a normal reading of the Pasuk? It says 100 long and 50 in 50 wide. How does that work? Pashta dekro b'may ksiv answers the Gemara Marabaya that the Pasuk saying chamishim b'chamishim is telling you where and how the Mishkan was situated within the Chatzah. That means the Chatzah itself was, so to speak, a 50, and beyond the 50 was another 50. And this wasn't just an area of 100 by 50. There was a 50 by 50 of empty space, which was the courtyard, the first part of the courtyard. The Mishkan itself was sitting beyond the first 50 by 50. In the second 50 by 50, that's where the Mishkan was situated, exactly in the middle. Hemed Mishkan, where are you going to position the Mishkan itself? Al Sfas Chamishim, at the edge, at the end, at the beyond, just beyond the first 50 amis of length. Kedei Sheyu Chamishim Amo Lefonov, in order that you should have in front of the Mishkan, from when you come into the Chatzar until the Mishkan, you should have 50 amos. The Mishkan itself was 10 amos wide, and if you position that exactly within the second 50, right at the beginning of the 50, as the second 50 starts, you put the Mishkan in the middle, then, and the Mishkan was 30 amos long, so beyond the Mishkan, you're going to have 20 amos till the end of the Chatzar. And on either side of the Mishkan, you're going to have 20 amos, because the Chatzar was 50 amos wide, the Mishkan was 10 amos wide, you have 20 on each side. Hemed Mishkan al Sfas Chamishim, Kedei Shiyu Chamishim Amo Lefonov, Ve'esrim Amo Lekol Ruach Veruach. And on the three sides, on the right, the left, and the back, behind the Mishkan, there will be 20 amos on each side. Where do we know that? From Chamishim B'Chamishim, that the Mishkan should be situated in the 50, which is beyond the first 50. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Im Hoysa Orko L'Chulu. What did we see in the Mishnah? We saw in the second part of the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer says that if the length is more than its wide, even one Amma, Ein Metaltlin B'Soicho, the Chachomim said you're not allowed to carry in it. Rebbe Yossi says it can be up to double, not more than that. Says the Gemara, there seems to be a contradiction in Rebbe Eliezer. V'otanyu Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Im Hoysa Orko Yeser Al Pi Shnayim, there's a braisa that says that Rabbi Eliezer says that the length can be up to double. Even if it's just one amma more than double length, then you cannot carry there. But up to double, you can carry there. Omer of Bivi Barabaya, Kitnan Nami Masnisin Yeser Al Pi Shnayim Baruch Botnan. That's how you have to read the Mishnah. The Ran says you don't actually have to change the words in the Mishnah, but you have to understand that when Rabbi Eliezer says that if the length was more than the width, an Amma, it means the allowed length, which is double the width. And that conforms with the Braisa. However, then we have a problem. That's exactly the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Straight after Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the length is allowed to be up to double the width. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi are saying the same. Answers the Gemara, Ika benayu ribua de ribua rabonon. And there's a big discussion. What does this mean, ribua de ribua rabonon? They both agree that it does not have to be square. Not like we saw before that Rabbi Akiva says it has to be square. They both agree, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi say it does not have to be square. And it's allowed to be up to double the length. The question is, if somebody comes to ask you a question, how should I make my enclosure? Should I make it square 70 plus amos by 70 plus amos? Or no, should I make it 100 amos by 50 amos? What should we tell him? So that seems to be a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi, what's the lekatchila? According to Rabbi Eliezer says that there's no concept of ribua. It doesn't have to be ribua. As long as it can be, that's what it says in the braisa, Rabbi Eliezer says, it can lekatchila be longer, more than it's wide. If you made it square, it's okay. But there's no reason to tell a person to make it square. Rabbi Yossi, however, holds that the main Rishus HaYochid is square. If somebody asks you, what should we do? You tell him you make it square. If you didn't make it square, you made it longer, more than it's wide, as long as it's not more than double, it's okay. And that's the machlekas here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. What do we see in the Mishnah? We saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says that even if the length is double the width, metaltlin b'soicha, but it shouldn't be more than double the width. Itmar, Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yodom, Shmuel, it was said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, lekula, that what? Rabbi Yossi said that it does not need to be square. Rabbi Yossi lekatchila said it does not need to be square. And not like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah that says Roshus HaYochid has to be square. That means a chotza or a gina, and whatever we're talking about here has to be square. Rav Bivi Omar, Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, another quote in the name of Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Regarding a different halacha, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that it does not need to be mukaf ladira, not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that says it needs to be mukaf ladira. But tarvayu l'kula, Shmuel is paskening two kulais. He paskens like Rabbi Akiva that it does not need to be mukaf ladira, which is more makel, more lenient than Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And he paskens like Rabbi Yossi, who says that it does not need to be square, which is more makel than Rabbi Akiva, who says it must be square. Otsricha, and I need Shmuel to say both of these halachas. Diyesh minon halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. If it would only say the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, have a mina, I may have thought, ad de'ika shemrea oy beis dira. I would know that it doesn't have to be square, but I wouldn't know that it's allowed to be not mukaf ladira. I might have thought you can only carry in there if it's mukaf ladira, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in the Mishnah. Kumash malon alocha k'Rabbi Akiva. That's why he said the alocha is like Rabbi Akiva, that it does not need to be mukaf ladira. V'yesh minon alocha k'Rabbi Akiva. If you would have told us the alocha is like Rabbi Akiva, that it does not need to be mukaf ladira, hava mina, I may have thought, like Rabbi Akiva himself says in the Mishnah, that it has to be square. De'orich v'kotin, if it's long and narrow, loy, you're not allowed to carry there. Kumash melon, that's why Shmuel said halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, to tell us that halacha is only like Rabbi Akiva as far as not needing mukaf ladira. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva that it needs to be square, because it was Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah that said both halachas. Number one, it does not need to be mukaf ladira. And number two, Rabbi Akiva said it has to be shivim amav shiraim, al shivim amav shiraim. It has to be square. So to tell us that we only rule like Rabbi Akiva in one of those and not like the other, that's why Shmuel had to say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, but also like Rabbi Yossi. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.